Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. Hey everybody, it's been an interesting month. I've been out on the streets of Melbourne a lot with my camera. I've even been talking to people, which is very unusual for me. I met a nice guy called Scotty, who you might have got to listen to him a little bit with one of the podcasts that I put out earlier this month. He was out on the streets taking pictures of seagulls, and I got to know him a little bit. And I got to meet him because I was out testing lenses. There have been a couple of new lenses coming out in recent weeks, and I was lucky enough to get a chance to use them and to play with them and to put together some photographs and some stuff on my YouTube. And the problem with YouTube is that it's very demanding. It takes a lot of time to pull it all together, and then you don't know if anyone's going to watch it anyway. So it's not a particularly satisfying environment to be working in as a photographer. Kind of miss the old days when you would send a bunch of photos to the magazine and 3 months later the article had come out and you'd get to see all the pictures again. And you had that sense of, you felt like you were a photographer because you saw your work published and it was out there. And in a way, that's what the zine is for me. It's a chance to feel like there's a point to all the photography that I'm doing, that it's not just testing a lens. So on the one hand, the lenses and the gear reviews and stuff just help to get me out there. They give me a reason to hit the street. They give me a goal to focus on, which is really good. And they get me walking because I don't walk enough. When I'm home, I often stay home because I like my little apartment with Shelley, and Shelley takes really good care of me. It's a bit of a problem. It's good to have a reason to get out on the streets, and it's good to look for the creative opportunities that are here in a city like Melbourne. So what I'm trying to do is to go out and shoot a lot of photos with a purpose, with a theme, with an idea, with a concept in mind. And I have a new concept that I want to work on that came out of one of these lens reviews. And I pulled together the YouTube because people see that, and it does matter to me that people see my photos. It does matter. I want people to see what I'm putting all this effort into. And I think YouTube's important for photography because people don't go to blogs the way they used to. And they probably don't go to podcasts the way they used to either. But it's different because you don't just want to listen to someone talking into a microphone about photography. You want to see the photos. So it makes sense that YouTube is taking that attention space from people who have an interest in photography. But I still like podcasts. I still like going for a walk and putting in my earbuds and just listening to what someone's got to say. I feel like I learn a lot when I listen to podcasts. It gives me an opportunity to think about how I'm thinking. And that's what happens in a conversation that probably doesn't happen when I'm just watching a YouTube, because YouTube is very visual and a certain kind of visual language. And it's very constraining because it's not about photography. It is about video. It's about attention, holding someone's attention, and it's entertainment. YouTube is entertainment. Podcast is learning. And the zine is, for me, much more pure. It is about the photography. It's about why I do it. It's about why a particular shot or a particular moment has meaning for me. And that's why I think the zine is important to me. And I'm pleased that so far I've been able to do it every month, because I do struggle with just getting stuff out on a regular basis. Consistency is not my strong suit. So I'm pleased that it's still going. I think it's got legs. Once you create a template and create a format and kind of know what you're stepping into each month when I step into that space, and I don't push it. I wait until the moment's right. I wait until I'm ready to bring it all together. It assembles itself because I've spent that time with the photos. I've gotten to know them. I've gotten to understand what they mean to me. So when I'm writing notes about a particular image or a particular set, I understand what it means to me. And that might seem weird that that would be not the default to understand what it means to me. But actually, I think we take lots of photographs without really understanding what it is that's important about that particular image or that moment. Or I mean, that's the point. We're using the camera to learn and to step into the bigger world. The camera is connecting us to the world around us. It's the camera's not just a tool, it's a conduit. It brings these things together if you let it. So the zine is important to me because the zine lets me create a version of reality that's sort of optimized. It's like, here's the Melbourne that I want people to see. This is my Melbourne. This is the Melbourne that I think has beauty and has meaning. And sometimes it's a critique, certainly in the current zine, in the July 2026 edition, there is critique in there because there's a concept that's been coming out of some of the photography that I've been doing. I was testing the Tamron 12 to 20 millimeter ultra-wide zoom, which, by the way, is a cracking good lens. That is a good lens. That is going to shake the tree, that one. It is so wide and it's so well built. They just really got this one right. It's lovely and sharp. It's nice at f2.8. It still delivers what you want, nice sharp images at f2.8. And it's very light, like it's not a difficult lens. Often with these ultra wide angle zooms, they're heavy and they're chunky and they're difficult. I do find the dome on these lenses difficult. Like that's still like, I really wish they could have just put on like some sort of filter on the front so that it's not domed. There's no perfect lens. Anyway, I was doing a lot of photography with this lens and it is a difficult lens to tame. There's a lot going on there. And I started finding these little parts of town where the architecture is impressive. There's a lot of very interesting architecture in Melbourne, contemporary architecture, corporate architecture. There's this interface between corporate bling, where they want to show off that, you know, the company's doing really well, but they also want to have a building where, you know, tens of thousands of people can come to work and sit in their cubicles. There's this impressiveness, there's this domineering architecture that's happening that's very inhumane. And all the little people are coming into the buildings and the architecture dominates. The people look so tiny, so tiny. And so inconsequential. And so we have this strange situation where millions of dollars of money is being spent to build these impressive buildings and they represent profit, not people. And the people are the least important element and the lives of these people feel so small and so insignificant next to the architecture. The architecture is not empowering society. The architecture is supplanting society is what it looks like. It's what it feels like. There's a feeling that comes out of it for me that the humans feel so small in this landscape, in this urban landscape. And so that's what I want to explore. And so I need to go out and actually take some more photos. I need to do more on this. I've got some of my tiny people in Melbourne series and I want more. I want to explore that more. And it turns out having the right lens makes a really big difference. With a 50mm perspective, it's very difficult to get that sense of contrast. You don't get the scale of what's around you. You're seeing a piece of the architecture, not all of it. And it turns out a 12mm is a really good starting point for something like this. That's my journey at the moment. That's my journey in the July zine. There's a little bit of the tiny people. There's a lot of the 12mm perspective. There's a little bit of 50mm in there. And it's all black and white. That's my Melbourne mood for winter is monochrome. The winter light. It's all about the winter light in Melbourne. And it's a beautiful light. And you get this lovely contrast. And Melbourne looks good in black and white. Melbourne works really well in black and white. I saw a lot of photos with this particular lens. There's a lot of other people in Melbourne who've been shooting with this Tamron 12 to 20 millimeter lens. And a couple of color ones were good. A couple of them were good, but most of them were not. Most of them were very disappointing. And I don't know whether I just see things differently. I don't know whether I've just seen so much ultra wide angle colour shots of the city that I'm just so bored of it. I'm so uninspired by the standard version of an ultra-wide lens in the city. I just can't get excited. I can't stump up and go, yeah, that looks great. I want to do more of that. I just, no. And so I've just gone the other way. I've gone headfirst into the black and white. It's where I'm going to stay. I like it. I feel like an outlier. I see all these photos that people are taking with these ultra-wide lenses, and they come into this city and they kind of all look the same. Like, there's nothing unique about it. Like, they're really struggling to get a sense of their own identity when you're shooting the same scene down at Docklands, or the same scene in a graffiti-covered laneway, or the same scene down by the Arrow. It is really hard as a photographer to say, here's my style. My style's different to everyone else's. Because you can do different. Different's not always good. Different's not always welcome. It's just hard as a photographer to claim a little bit of territory that's your own. It is. So the zine's out. Please have a look at the zine. I'd like to know if anyone else resonates with the black and white mood, with the winter light. I hope wherever in the world you are enjoying your July, you are getting some inspiration with your camera, maybe even having a new lens to see the world through. That's always a treat. I do hope you get a chance to enjoy the zine, and thanks for joining me. Have a good day. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.